Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Well, how do you condense a career that has spanned 45 years into one pithy, radio-friendly introduction? Well, you could say she's one of Australia's most loved entertainers, but that's too broad. You could say it's a long way from paradise to ordinary, but that's a specific lyrical reference that's probably too obscure. You could say you saw her in Evita on stage and it was amazing, but that's too sycophantic. So instead, I'll just say good morning and welcome, Tina Arena.
Good morning, Sammy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Are you angry at me?
No, why would I be angry?
Because I didn't say Tina Arena AM, member of the Order of Australia.
That's okay.
That's in your title.
It apparently is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you ever remind people of it, or do you have to sort of keep modest about it?
No. I think a part of you kind of almost feels a little bit embarrassed by it. I think people, it depends, you know. It depends. I don't know. Look, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's lovely to be recognised like that. Does it change who you are or what you represent, or does it separate you from anybody else? Not particularly.
Well,
it's just it's one of those recognitions of many years of putting it out there, I guess.
Well, you have been putting it out there for many years, Tina. In fact, it's 25 years since you won the ARIA for Best Album, and your album has re-entered the charts. Well, what led to this? Do you think it's a wave of nostalgia sweeping the country right now?
I think there's a lot of nostalgia sweeping the country with everything that we've all gone through. It's been a real game leveller. And I also probably think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that it was perhaps a moment in time where music was different. It wasn't as broad as what it is today. I find music today a little bit overwhelming because there's so much choice. Therefore, it leaves me in a position where I can't make a choice, which totally defeats the purpose. I think now in retrospect, it's about stories and melody, which has been something that's maybe not, well, probably been a little bit lost, but also we're just geared and programmed a bit differently now. I just think it's taken people back to another time. And probably maybe a happier time in many ways. And I was certainly very surprised with the movement on iTunes and so forth. It's incredible.
Well, it's not your only movement online, Tina, because you've also been getting right into your quarantine chats on Instagram. I've seen. Is this just a cheeky excuse for you to chat to your friends? Is this just your way of socialising?
I love a good conversation, Sammy. You know, I really do. And I like my conversations to extend beyond which latest handbag you may buy or what blogger you're following. I don't know. I kind of saw it as an option. I enjoy conversations. I didn't realise. I had no idea what we were doing. It's kind of like myself and a gentleman I've been working with creatively in my styling, and we're just having a bit of fun going, let's just have some fun. It's really been about thinking on the spot. But also I've realised that it's quite a large amount of work as well, because there's research involved
You're doing proper, like, you're talking mental health, medicinal marijuana, like you're covering a whole range of topics with, some pretty big names as well.
Yes, I've been really, really fortunate, Sammy, to speak to some great people. But there's something I really loved about living in Europe, and that was the absolute liberty with which people have when it comes to discussing things, whether it be politics, religion, whatever is going on in the world. And when I came back here, one of the hardest things for me that I found was the fact that people weren't so liberated in their discussion and in expressing their point of view. And I found it really, really frustrating. I found it frustrating for me because I really do express myself. And I think people know that I do call a spade a spade. It's only because life's too short. I don't want the bullshit anymore. I just want people to just be honest and in whatever that is. And because I can deal with transparency and honesty much more than I can deal with somebody trying to lead me up the garden path or somebody not being true to themselves, because I can see right through it. So for me, that whole process of conversation was really lovely because it enabled people to go, oh, my God, yeah, I totally identify with that. Oh, my God, what a great subject to be able to speak about.
Well, Tina Arena, who I'm chatting to right now, listeners, in the spirit of no bullshit, I love the fact that you and I have something in common, and that is that we both enjoy trolling the Prime Minister. I do it through my miserable ABC comedy segments, but I notice online every now and then, because you know he's one of your biggest fans, Scott Morrison, and then you'll just pop in a comment on one of his posts, and I love it. Are you aware of how much influence you wield on the leader of the nation?
Look, I find all of that really quite hilarious. I had Kerri-Ann Kennelly text me yesterday morning while she was live on air with Studio 10 going, the PM's on, and I've gone, yeah? And what do you want to say or something? And I said, I hope he's well, what do you want me to say? What song would you sing to him? I don't bloody know.
Has he ever reached out personally? Has he ever reached out personally to you?
Yeah, he's a really generous man. Mm-hmm. And he's a kind man. And he just comes to my shows.
You're on the board of the Australia Council though now. We know that this government is not renowned for their vibrant, full throttled support of the arts. Does that give you a bit of an ear that you can chew?
Well, it's not so. The Prime Minister is not sort of doesn't have the free. I don't have a relationship where I pick up the phone with PM and chew his ear off. No, but I think the Prime Minister is probably aware of the fact that the perspectives needed to change, and perhaps the Australia Board Council wanted to also broaden their reach as well, and kudos to them for looking into that and going, well, maybe bringing somebody like Tina on board who's had 40-odd years of experience coming from an artistic perspective, it might actually make sense to have somebody on the board. So I was actually quite flabbergasted that there wasn't a performer on the board before. The arts is in major crisis, and what fascinates me socially is the fact that any time there is a major crisis, it always is the artistic community that get off their backsides and do something. And here is the artistic community that are on their bums now and can't make ends meet. So, but it's not only that, it's the mental weight that comes with not being able to do your job. It's brutal, but the government are aware that that's a real issue, and I'm very brutally honest in expressing my opinion, and I don't particularly care who I offend, because it's not my issue.
Well, it is great that you are on that council itself, Tim. I've only got time for one more question, so I'll jump in and do this. I guess deep in my heart I'm concealing things that I'm longing to say, scared to confess what I'm feeling and frightened you'll slip away. What's the next line?
Oh, why are you asking me a question like that? Have you looked at the time?
I'm a Mad Evita fan. I'm just wondering what the next line in the song is.
Oh, hang on a second.
Can you sing it to us?
No, I won't sing.
Can you say it to us?
That was really good. Sorry, let me remember that phrase. What was that bit again?
Scared to confess what I'm feeling, frightened you'll slip away.
Da, 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 da. Oh, shit.
You must.
Love me.
Yeah, you sang for me, Tina Arena. I got you in the end.
You did. You were just bloody waiting for that moment, weren't you?
No, it's been absolutely delightful. We do love you, Tina Arena, and thank you so much for getting up early and joining us here on Brekkie Fest.
You're very welcome, Sammy. Have a great day.
And you, Tim.
And to everyone listening, have a really great day.